Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The Colonel Bogey March from that iconic film, The Bridge on the River Kwai, which you can probably see every Christmas. But the son of one Dublin man who found himself under Japanese occupation working on the River Kwai has written a book detailing his father's harrowing experience. Dr. Fergus Kennedy is the author of Ballybunion to the River Kwai, an Irishman's story of survival on the Death Railway. And Fergus is with me in the studio. Fergus, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. It's lovely to be here.
Now, you better explain yourself first. You're an Irish-born, of course, but you've lived in Canada for some time.
That's right, since the 1980s. And get back to Ireland as often as I can. And, of course, I love Ireland, but I love Vancouver Island as well. It's a beautiful
I was just
planet.
Helping to explain the accent.
Oh, thank you.
Because you've picked up a little Canadian
a little along
the way.
That's right.
Now, tell me about the writing of this book, because it wasn't easy to get full knowledge of what your father went through.
That's right. It's taken me about 40 years. My father, as many of his fellow soldiers did, never really talked about the war afterwards. And anytime we asked questions, he and my mother would change the subject. So it was very difficult to get anything from him. After he passed away in 1989, my mother did share many of the stories that she had heard from him. And I just became obsessed really with the story and did a lot of research of my own, and this is the end result.
This is the end result. Now, your father came from a medical family, but he wasn't to be a doctor.
He was very squeamish and refused. His father was also a surgeon in St. Vincent's in Dublin, and five of his siblings were doctors, but my dad was never interested. He was an accountant and was very squeamish about medical matters, but he saw some pretty awful things when he was on the death railway. Yeah.
Now, your father, he was disappointed, or your grandfather was disappointed in your father that he didn't become a doctor.
Extremely disappointed. Wouldn't talk to him for several months, I believe, afterwards. And then my father's mother, my paternal grandmother, she intervened and mediated, and a truce was declared, and he was restored to the fold.
Now, how did your father end up in Malaya?
Basically, he graduated and finished his accountancy qualifications in 1940, but Ireland at that time was a poor country and there were no vacancies, no employment possibilities. So a friend of his told him that the British Civil Service were hiring. The friend was going to Hong Kong, and my dad got a position in Singapore, which was then part of Malaya. And he sailed there in July 1940 with the idea that my mother, his fiancée at the time, would join him later. So He was part of the British Civil Service in Singapore.
They had studied together in
They had met in UCD. Well, they knew each other in UCD, but they actually met in Ballybunion, which is part of the reason
of
why
the story,
Ballybunion
yeah.
is in the title.
And she said to him, I know you're dating somebody in Dublin. You got to drop her, and then I will become your girlfriend.
That's right. There was a definite message there that he listened to very quickly, and the other lady was dropped very quickly.
So what was the intention? Was Nora going to join him in Singapore?
Nora was going to join him in Singapore and actually got a passport, which I still have, and booked her passage in January 1941 to join him. But the British government at that time then said women and children could not sail anywhere because of the risk of both German submarines yeah. and that Japan was starting to become increasingly belligerent in the Pacific area. So even though she had booked her passage, she could not join him.
So he joined the civil service in Singapore, and then?
And then in May 1941, because the worry was that Japan would attack, the British authorities in Singapore announced that they were going to be conscripting civil servants. My dad was brought in front of a recruiting officer and told him that he was an Irish citizen, a proud Irish citizen, and that he would not be conscripted. For his cheek, he was put in jail overnight. The next day, the Irish passport was produced, and the recruiting officer said, okay, you're free to go. And my dad said, now I want to volunteer.
So he joined up. He didn't want to be conscripted as a free Irishman, but he was happy to
join.
That's
right. He wasn't neutral about the evil that the Japanese and German empires represented at that time, and he wanted to face them. But he wanted to also prove a point and stick to his principles. So
what makes a leader? It's a tough question, but this we know for sure. True leaders lead by example. They take risks and plunge into life with determination. And for real leaders, there's a symbol of high adrenaline and high achievement, the Range Rover Sport. The Range Rover Sport redefines sporting luxury with a dramatic modern design that meets a distinctive sporting character. And a well-appointed cabin brings a sense of occasion to every drive. The active noise cancellation feature filters out unwanted sound, making the cabin a cocoon-like sanctuary. Optional PM2.5 filtration reduces odors, bacteria, and allergens, while CO2 management enhances the wellness of everyone on board. Plus, you can curate the mood of every journey with configurable cabin lighting and bring a hint of refinement to every drive with optional 22-way adjustable, heated, and ventilated electric memory front seats with massage function. Build your Range Rover Sport at rangerover.com/us/sport. That's rangerover.com/us/sport.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Nearly home. Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pros' number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're not just looking for a place to live. You're searching for the one. That's where Realtor.com comes in. Like any good matchmaker, they know exactly where to look. With over 500,000 new real listings straight from the pros every month, you could find your perfect match today. Ranch style with a pool, barn dominium with an in-law suite, Realtor.com's got them. Modern craftsman with a big yard and a treehouse out back, Realtor.com will have you saying, yep, that's the one. No more swiping. It's time to start finding. Download the Realtor.com app today, because you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pros number one most trusted app based on August 2024 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings, February 2024 through January 2025.
Got a 7 a.m. meeting on a Monday?
Boo!
Expensing breakfast because it's in policy?
Yay!
Wasting all afternoon submitting an expense report for that breakfast?
Boo!
If your company used Ramp, you could submit expenses with just a text.
Yay!
Free your team from expense reports today. Switch your business to ramp.com.
Did both.
So as a member of this particular mini army, I suppose, they ended up having to surrender to the Japanese.
That's right. Basically, there was very poor planning by the Allied commanders. My dad, for example, was trained as a gunner facing out to sea on the south end of Singapore Island. And because they were convinced that the final Japanese invasion would come from the sea. But in fact, they came down the Malay Peninsula from the north. And even when they were at just across the causeway from Singapore, even then, General Percival, the commander, still thought that the final attack would come from the sea. So my dad and his mates and the fixed guns remained facing out to sea, and the Japanese never came that way.
Now, your father was in a series of prison camps. Ultimately, of course, we're going to talk about the River Kwai and that famous death railway where so many people perished in the building of a railway for the Japanese. What were conditions like at the beginning for him?
Conditions were awful, consistently awful on the railway. The Japanese were determined to complete this railway in as short a period of time as possible. And they provided the Allied prisoners of war with very basic food, mainly rice, possibly a little bit of vegetables once in a while. It was a starvation diet, and
your pictures in the book and skeletal.
That's right, prisoners. You know, and my dad at the end of the war, he was 6 feet tall and he weighed 6 stone, 84 pounds at the very end of the war, not just when the railway was completed, but at the end of the war in 1945.
Now the hazards of living in the jungle basically were disease, whether it's insect borne or otherwise. He did catch beriberi.
He did. Beriberi is a deficiency of vitamin B1, thiamine, and it causes extreme weakness. That's the origin of the name beriberi. And it also causes tingling and numbness in the hands and feet, and pain in the legs and weakness in the legs. So it's very difficult to walk. Ultimately, also a little bit of heart failure, so his legs were swollen as well. And the British medical officers had nothing to treat them with. Mm. If you or I had beriberi tomorrow, we could get some vitamins in the chemists and deal with
right
it very quickly.
In no time. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. But they had nothing.
What kind of work did he have to do on that death railway?
It was physical labor, often going on for 12 to 14 hours. In the later stages of the construction of the railway, they had what was called a speedo time, and they just worked incessantly. And you know, physical labor, just moving earth, constructing, clearing the jungle to make room for the railway to come through, and building embankments to level out the grade for the railway.
Just hard physical
grade. Hard physical labor with, you know, minimal calories to provide it,
and of course no protection from the sun or insects. I mean, the idea of having sunscreen didn't even exist at the time.
That's right, exactly. So no, there was no question of that, and sunburn really was the least of their worries. They got a lot of other diseases, including vitamin deficiencies, including skin diseases. And of course, when you got skin diseases, often they would turn septic. And then many of the men got amputations, which was the only thing the doctors could do to prevent widespread sepsis from happening.
So your squeamish dad had to look at all of this going on.
My squeamish dad, I'm sure, saw many horrible things that he never talked about. Mm.
Did he ultimately see the movie The Bridge on the River Kwai?
He did. I remember watching it with him one Christmas, and again, the only thing he said to me afterwards was, don't believe everything you see in that movie. That's all he said.
That's all he said?
Yeah.
And did you ever get an insight into what he thought of the Alec Guinness character?
Not specifically, but I think in general, Allied Prisoners of War didn't like the portrayal of the character that Alec Guinness played. Was Colonel Nicholson. And Colonel Nicholson was based on the real colonel of the bridge on the River Kwai, whose name was Colonel Philip Toosey. And Toosey was idolized by his men because he was very loyal to them and took a lot of punishment and abuse from the Japanese captors as a result. Whereas Nicholson in the movie is portrayed as being what they call Jap happy, which meant that he kowtowed to the Japanese, and he wanted to prove a point that they could build the bridge to maintain morale and show British superiority in engineering, which they didn't have.
Now, your dad, what the shape he was in, you said 6 stone, even for a man who's 6'2", he was
that's right.
really barely there at the end of the war.
That's right.
Were there lasting effects?
I don't think so.
Mental, think obviously.
Mental, for sure. As I say, my mother told me that for many years afterwards, he would wake in the night with nightmares and sweats, and whether the sweats were due to what we would now call PTSD or whether they were due to lasting effects from malaria, which he also had, is hard to tell. But certainly he was traumatized. But I think he coped a lot better than many other people in the same boat. You know, many ended up with alcoholism, marital breakdown, depression, suicidality, and he didn't have those things.
Now, there were many characters in the book, and some of the Japanese commanders were very, very tough. All of them tough, but some slightly less so. And then there are heroes in the book. I mean, your father was slipped some medications.
That's right, by an Irish doctor who, unfortunately, we don't know his name. And I have a little dream that maybe somebody will read this book and be able to identify who he was. One day my dad was talking to keep up morale in the hospital camp that he was in when he had advanced beriberi. Each man would talk for 5 to 10 minutes on his favorite topic. And my dad's favorite topic was Ballybunion, because that was where he met my mom. And it just happened that an Irish doctor who was doing a Red Cross inspection was passing by and went into the hut and found my dad and spoke with him for a little while and shook hands with him at the end. And when he shook hands with him, he passed him some vitamin pills, which may have saved his life.
May have saved his life. An extraordinary story.
It is.
I don't know, your extended family, when they saw this magnum opus from you, what was their reaction?
I think they're very happy that I've done it. I think that they knew that I was accumulating so much information over all the years. And when I retired from my medical career, I finally had the time to put it all together. And yeah, I think even for myself, I think it's good to get it in order and to have I think what is a good story to a unique story to have, not only for the general public, of course, but for the generations to come in the Kennedy family. That's that was my main goal in writing it.
So you reverted to type. You didn't do accountancy. Medicine.
I did medicine, and my brother did medicine, and I two of my sister is a nurse and another sister is a pharmacist. So lots of medical connections.
As I say, the family business. Well, it's a terrific read. It's called Ballybunion to the River Kwai, an Irishman's story of survival on the Death Railway. It's published by Gill Books and it is available absolutely everywhere. And its author, Dr. Fergus Kennedy, thank you very much for joining us in studio today.
Thanks very much, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.